The Sun, card number 19 in the Major Arcana, represents joy, success, materialism, personal growth, acceptance, openness, and friendship. While decks vary, the Sun card usually shows an image of the sun in the sky shining down on a child, representing innocence and joy, riding a horse, representing strength, while four sunflowers grow around, representing the four minor arcana. Leo is the Sun's astrology tie-in, and fire is its element. Some of the Sun's plant tie-ins are sunflowers, angelica, and rosemary. In a forward position, the Sun says to be yourself, get creative, celebrate what and who you have, and be with your community. In reverse, the Sun can represent your fear of happiness, sickness, conflict in a relationship, and being hurt from a relationship. Stop daydreaming of an ideal and look to the real options.
All right, I have to apologize to the world about Logan. He may be big and a doofus, but he's also really smart. And a huge nerd, too. Lucky for him, I'm into big doofuses and nerds, so it's kind of perfect. He shares my love for Wiktiv and many other comics and games I've been into recently, and he also admitted to me that he has no clue how to fix a hole in the wall, and that he has never used his mystical screwdriver before. When we went on our walk, he had just got off YouTube looking for tutorials on how to help, but he said it seems kind of complicated, and I agreed. It's probably worse than complicated now that the wall seems to have turned black around the hole. My paint used to be like a good tan color, but I think the healing spell's smoke soaked into the hole. It's now just like a perfect circle on the wall, too. No more cracks or chunks, just like a super dark hole with the surrounding wall bits seeming to soak up darkness like a spilt ink on paper. I can't see the inside of the wall through the hole, and anything long I put in never seems to touch anything. However, if y'all think I'm putting any part of myself in that hole, then you have another thing coming. Juniper was right when she said that magic can cause some strange side effects. However, it did give me an idea. Physical items taking on personality from magic is well known in popular culture. Some things are like ghosts haunting a painting, or others are cursed or charmed objects. Even some objects that have never had magic cast on them can be imbued with power of emotion or situation depending on what happens around it. Believe it or not, that is a subject I have thought about and looked into before. I still have a few items from loved ones in my past, like a silver jewelry box from my grandmother, a ring of my mother's, and a Game Boy game from an old boyfriend. To be fair, my mother and that boy are still alive, but both have been removed from my life, and it's probably for the best. I still look at those items every so often, and they can bring up so many good memories. The ring reminds me of the smell of fresh coffee cake and mowed lawns on summer nights. The game reminds me of Titan braces and car rides with no endpoints. The downside is that these items can also contain bad things. The ring makes me feel tears of shame on my face in the game. The game reminds me of yelling and slapping and being kicked in the stomach over and over again. The jewelry box is different, though. It only has good memories. Memories of being small and sitting in an old woman's lap while we sang together under the stars at night. Memories of unconditional love and support. Items with only good memories are both blessed and cursed, in my opinion. To use them and appreciate them for what they are, you have to find a place you are truly happy and loved. Then that item can be the only thing left of it. That being said, today's magical adventure will be a charm. Items can already take on things so easily that I feel like charming something will be a piece of cake. Sadly, the only charms in my spellbook are holy water anointed crosses. They really are riding that line between universal and Christian with a four-wheeler, aren't they? Surprisingly, the spell I have for an item charm is from Pinterest. I found a ton of pages of a Book of Shadows on there, and it gave me more Charmed vibes, so I went with it. As always, I edited the spell around to fit my needs more. I started with a love spell, and ended up with an incantation for an infatuation charm. I feel like calling it a love charm would be dumb, so I chose infatuation. What I need for the spell is some river water, a mirror, a red candle, and an item to charm. I'm going to be using the Spider-Man bracelet I found at the store. Logan is a huge Spider-Man fan, after all. I'm going to explain the setup as I do it to save some time. First, I'm putting the candle in the middle of the mirror, and then I'm going to set the bracelet around the candle. Next, since the mirror is curved up at the edges like a bowl, I'm going to add the water to it. Oh, actually, I think the stones from the healing spell may help this. Let me grab them. Alright, that looks good. Now, let me light the candle, and... Okay, I'm ready. I'm putting my hands palm down in the water on either side of the candle and bracelet. I feel like I should invoke, like, Aphrodite for this spell, since I seem to choose the Greek gods for my magic, but I don't want to go cheating on Persephone in case that's a no-no. Stories of the Greek pantheon can be scary when you really look into them. Persephone was actually more brutal than Hades in the stories, so I will just recite this with no god invoking tonight. Sacred water, flow with me, to draw my power near. As endless rivers run to sea, his path to me is clear. A love that's true, once worn, he'll bind, and know his journey's friend. With this charm around his wrist, he'll know our lives should blend. Something's wrong? The light of the flame is bright, but the room's gone dark. I know I can move my hands, but I feel like I shouldn't remove them yet. It's like there's someone holding down my shoulders to keep my hands in place. When I look down, I can see my reflection in the mirror and the water above the candle. Wait, no. It's not my reflection anymore. I see Logan, or an image of Logan. No, it's not him. The eyes are dark and the face is expressionless. Is that you talking? I'm not sure why I thought this was a good idea. I think it was just that I wanted someone to be there again. But I was mostly hoping to see if he was receptive, not to force him into anything. It's not the same. You have no right to say that. I am in no way like him. No, you're right. I think I mostly wanted to see if I could do it. I don't think I could actually give this to him. I'm not a bad person. I'm not like... Well, you know. Why would I wear it? I was just wanting to see if it would work. Why would I wear a love charm? To love myself? What? Will this help me love myself? If you have the power to change my charms, you can't just be some illusion. What are you? Well, that was more intense than I needed. Hold on. I want to check the recording to hear that again. I'm not sure what's going on, but the Dark Logan thing was right. I don't have the courage to give a cursed object to someone and make them fall for me. That's not the person I am, and that's not who I want to be. That sounds borderline abusive, actually. I was just barreling forward with an idea and a hope, but I'm glad he talked me through it. He said I would have figured it out on my own, but he wanted to drive the point across. But he did say I need to be more careful with my magic in the future and not to let it become my everything. Once someone or something is your everything, it is that much easier to have nothing if it's gone. Before the bracelet was made of red and black chains with a Spider-Man symbol on a crest, Now it's all black, aside from the silver spider on the crest. It's not a Spider-Man, though. It looks more like a Zelda skull spider. That Dark Logan told me to wear it and he would watch over me. I think I'm gonna put it on and go outside for a while. I bet the stars look nice tonight. And may they watch over you.
With Cock and Candles was written and produced by Clay Proctor with support from Hunt and Martian Productions. The voice of Garrett Lachlan is Clay Proctor. Today's tarot reading was by Sawyer Green, who plays Quill on the science fiction audio drama This Planet Needs a Name. Find Sawyer on Twitter at queer_elf_club. And find the This Planet Needs a Name podcast at Needs a Name Pod. Also, stick around after the announcements for a peek into their show. If you feel enchanted by today's spell, make sure to subscribe and consider giving a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. You can also keep up with the creator and get visuals from the episodes on Twitter at Cock and Candles. Thanks for listening, and may the forces at be watch over you.
Tomorrow I'll do something out of stories. My feet will walk on earth that is not of earth.
Unforeseen circumstances are hard to prepare for. If you can prepare for them, they're foreseen.
Unless our plans change catastrophically, it should be fine.
I've been asleep for decades. How much more patience do you want?
They're growing us a village next to the base of a space elevator on a brand new planet.
For you to have this new and better world, I have to stay behind and make it.
Unimaginable animals.
You didn't try the cheese.
What will it mean for all the stories you've told me to be alive on a new world?
It's so beautiful.
Trust me.
Here we go.
Check out This Planet Needs a Name. Everywhere podcasts are found.